President George Bush, Vice President Dick Cheney, and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld traveled the country this past week, carrying words of optimism that the military and political situation in Iraq remains tenable. As they spoke, militants fought one another and bombed civilians in one of the worst weeks of carnage since the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq more than 3 years ago. By the end of the week, the Pentagon acknowledged in a report mandated by Congress that sectarian violence had reached new levels with nearly 120 Iraqis killed every day. Hospitals around Iraq have become overwhelmed by the casualties and by fighting that spills into their corridors. One Baghdad hospital that specializes in treating cardiac patients has endured wars and sanctions, but it may not survive the U.S. occupation. Death threats and the constant fear of kidnappers have driven all but 15 of its doctors away. And as NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Baghdad, heart patients now face a waiting list that can stretch as much as 4 years. So treatable heart problems can mean death.
Dr. Athir Bakr Al-Ansari is the head of surgery at Baghdad's Ibn al-Bitar Hospital. He's a highly qualified heart surgeon and a devoted family man, but there are things he's not telling his wife.
I found a note in my room here at the hospital. It said, "Get out of the country. Your time is running out." I didn't tell my family about the threat. I didn't want to upset them. I did take some precautions, like changing the times I come and go from the hospital, but I didn't ask for bodyguards.
The doctor doesn't come and go from the hospital much these days. He lives there most of the time, in that room where someone was able to leave a death threat, despite all the hospital security. He's put on weight and looks a decade older than his 43 years. The hospital isn't a very inviting place. After the fall of Saddam, it was ransacked by looters who used the patient gurneys to cart away everything from drugs to air conditioners.
Look at this devastation. This used to be the cardiac unit. It's not even as bad as it was. They've cleaned out most of the debris.
Dr. Mofak Hussein is the assistant administrator of the hospital.
We lost buildings and a lot of equipment. Up till now, we've gotten nothing but promises from the Ministry of Health and the Americans.
One of the promises of the American reconstruction was a new cardiac unit. It's taken more than 3 years, but the painters are just finishing their work. Death threats are one thing. A heavier workload and lack of facilities are something else. But there's another source of stress. Anesthesiologist Walid Bakr Thajil says it's the pain of having to turn patients away. He says some very sick people are waiting for appointments that can be years from now.
We used to operate on 6 or 7 cases a day, but now it's only 2. We just don't have enough doctors.
Really nice. Dr. Al-Ansari is performing 2 operations simultaneously in a pair of small rooms packed with equipment and 5 or 6 members of each surgical team. They perform the more routine tasks as he goes from one patient to the other. This time, the doctor speaks in English.
This patient has a coronary artery disease, and we are going to do a coronary artery bypass grafting now. He is mid-50s. He has appointment for 6 months.
Not so good.
Al-Ansari's second case is a 33-year-old woman who needs a mitral valve replacement. He says heart damage from rheumatic fever is common in Iraq, where most people live below the poverty line. There are also heart problems associated with malnutrition and the stress of living in a war-torn country. Al-Ansari says the hospital is facing shortages of life-saving drugs and medical devices, even the glasses equipped with magnifying loops for operating on children. For doctors who can do this work, there are plenty of inducements for leaving the country. Al-Ansari says he's currently making about $350 a month. The salary for someone with his experience in Jordan would be from $10,000 to $15,000 a month.
I have 2 offers to work outside the country, one in the United Arab Emirates and one in Jordan. If this harassment keeps up, I'll have to choose.
Another haven for Baghdad's doctors is Kurdistan in the north of Iraq. Before the war, the region became virtually autonomous under the protection of a U.S. and British no-fly zone. It's now safer than the rest of the country, and its economy is booming. Another doctor who is facing the decision to leave is Haidar Sabia Nsaif, a 32-year-old resident who came to Ibn al-Bitar to specialize in cardiology. As a Shiite from the south of Iraq, Nsaif has been threatened and ordered to go home. He says he won't leave, but he won't ask anyone else to do what he's doing.
Why should someone study hard to become a doctor? My parents encouraged me to be a doctor, but if one of my relatives wants to do it, I'll never let it happen.
For now, at least, Dr. Ala Ansari says he's not leaving either, but he is appealing to the Ministry of Health, the U.S. government, and anyone he can think of for support. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.
NPR's Salim Amr contributed to that report.